Fishing in the Elite Series, a lot of times people look at it as glamorous, glorious. You know, you get all these wonderful perks, tons of money coming your way. But in reality, you have to really dig deep and really look at your heart a little bit. And with me today is Darren Schwenkbeck. And Darren, you had to dig very, very deep. You had a landscaping business and it was going pretty well. And you made the decision to go out and fish the Elite Series. And I guess now it's feeling pretty good to you.
Yes, it's definitely feeling good. I mean, I guess I didn't realize how much a win would do for you or how much publicity you could get out of it. And I'm going to try to take as much advantage of that as possible. Just got a new sponsor deal this year with Cornerstone, and it was the first tournament I fished with their jersey on, and I ended up winning it. So I know they're pretty pumped up. I'm going to try to keep it going now. A little bit of the pressure's off me now.
Well, there's no doubt about, you know, and you're talking about an open victory that you had on the Mississippi River, you know, and you think about, I'm fishing the Elite Series, and I had to pay $55,000 for that, and then I'm just going to go fish an open tournament. So you had to come up with entry fees there as well. So you look at that thing, and all of a sudden you win the darn thing. So that really has got to help.
Yeah, it's funny because I really didn't even want to go to the Mississippi River. I've been there before. Had to be like 12 years ago or maybe a little more than that, and they had a flood the previous year, and I just didn't want to go, but I ended up, you know, Cornerstone took care of my entry fees, and, you know, it was three in a row for me. We had just had back-to-back elites up in New York, and then I had to drive 20-some hours or whatever to get to that tournament with one day of practice, and I really wasn't looking forward to it, but it worked well. I mean, it definitely jump-started my career, and thanks to Cornerstone. I mean, if they probably hadn't picked up the tab on the entries and that, I might not have went to that one. I was pretty beat up, and it's physically and emotionally draining fishing with the big guys. So it's been definitely a struggle this year, and I finally got one of the breaks I'm looking for.
Well, I can tell by your accent that you're not from Southern Georgia, and of course you're a big hockey player. Everybody knows that because you had the hockey jersey. But now with Cornerstone Recruiting, you're going to have a new jersey, and it's going to be a sponsored base one, and it's got to really help you now on the Elite Series, I would imagine, as well.
Definitely. I'm really looking forward to working with these guys. They're good people, and it's definitely going to help me out next year. This year I did it pretty much out of pocket. I had some smaller deals. I had a company, Crimson Talon, wrap my boat for me, and they're a broadhead company, so it's sort of there's a little bit of cross-marketing there. I know most people that fish hunt, so we worked out a little bit of a deal with them last year, and hopefully we'll keep things going with them. And also, I'm trying to work along with Amsoil, another associate sponsor I've got.
Well, you think about this thing, you look back at it, $55,000, of course, is just the beginning of the thing. You haven't even made a cast yet because you got to put that money into entry fee. You've got expenses, you've got all those kind of things, and I'm sure a guy that's maybe close with his money has to really be happy when you get a boost like the open win. But you also are thinking about those sponsors and trying to drum up new ones all the time, too, I would think.
Absolutely. It's been crazy. I guess I didn't realize how big of a deal it was to even win just an open. I think I maybe got a little bit more out of it being one of the elite anglers, and maybe the fact that people knew that I was struggling pretty bad this year and almost had to drop out a couple times. And I had some supportive people behind me and managed to work things out where I could at least go to the next event and cash a check here, cash a check there. And things are looking up, with Cornerstone for one and some of the other stuff I've got. I've got a lot of stuff I'm trying to work out already for next year, and heck, if half of it works out, I'd be in good shape, and I definitely will be there next year, so I'm really looking forward to it. Just that win financially this year, it's helped me out. Take some of the stress off. I'm leading the Northern in points, Northern Division, and if I can come out on top there, that's entry fees paid, so that's $55,000 I don't have to worry about next year if I can pull that off.
Well, and one minor little thing that goes along with that is a Bassmaster Classic berth.
Absolutely. It would be nice. I'm not even far out of it on the elite side either. I potentially could double qualify in my rookie year, so that's my goal right now. I'm going to try to do it all.
Well, I kidded you earlier about being a hockey player, and I saw a picture here recently after you won the event, and I think you caught those on a Spro Frog, which is kind of cool too, and we'll talk about that, but you got all your teeth. What's the deal there?
I think they airbrushed that a little bit. I don't know. It was pretty funny. One of my buddies mentioned that to me. He's like, I never saw you smile like that before. But I don't know. Growing up, I guess I was one of the faster players. I didn't get hit as much as some of the guys.
Well, you know, every hockey player I see, they've got about three teeth in the front missing. So, you know, that's good. I guess maybe when you're quick, you can get out of those predicaments a little bit. You've got a Northeastern background, and you know a lot of the guys from Pennsylvania, Dave Lefebvre we've talked about, and a lot of those guys who you fished against in the open trails and a lot of other places. What made you think, you know, you could go out and win on the Elite Series, you know, by looking at it and putting that money up?
Well, you know what? It's pretty scary. I didn't know that I could win on the Elite Series, and I haven't yet. But I just figured, you know, I looked at the schedule, and two of them were in New York on familiar waters. Actually, other than that, I've only fished the Potomac and the two in New York. I hadn't fished any of the other bodies of water on the Elite schedule. So it was a little bit scary. I didn't consider myself a really great bed fisherman. I still have a lot to learn, but I knew I had to do it in the beginning to survive, and I got through those first three tournaments and cashed in two of the first, I think it was two of the first three, bed strictly, or predominantly bed fishing, so I survived the brunt of the storm there, and I knew once we got to the regular season, I could probably, you know, cash in half of them, and I don't know. I cashed in five out of the first nine, I think it is, and hopefully I can keep that going in the next two and maybe move into the classic contention.
Well, 2007 is going to be a very unique year. You're going to start at Amistad again, which was a phenomenal fishery, but then you go clear to California, and I'm sure probably, and when you look at that schedule, it's a lot of driving, but it's also going to be pretty neat to fish the Delta and also Clear Lake.
Yeah, you know, I haven't even really begun to research any of that. I know I'm going to probably fly out there at one point this winter during the off season and maybe go out with somebody and just get a look at it. That's one thing that I hadn't been able to do a whole lot this year because of the finances is before the season look at most of these lakes. So it's pretty tough. I mean, these guys are animals. They're definitely hammers. They're the best of the best, and I've definitely learned that this year. It's they're scary good. I need to get out there and look at some of these places. 3 days just isn't enough practice sometimes on some of these big bodies of water, and what I did this year, pretty much look at a map, pick an area, and learn it as best I could, and then go with it. It's helped me a lot.
Well, it makes you learn, you know, learn from the ground up, which I think is very, very important. Now, as you've traveled, now, Paul Horosky, I think, is a buddy of yours and several other guys on the trail. Are you traveling with anybody? How are you doing that? Are you sharing expenses that way?
Here and there, you know, lately I've been trying to stay on my own. Stay away from the doc talk and stuff. Although Paul Horosky and I, yeah, we are good friends. It was funny because neither one of us got to practice for that Northern Tour event. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to fish the Northern, because I knew he was doing it. And another friend of mine, Matt Sparr from New York, was also doing it. And I wanted to be there. I like to hang out with my buds. And we just went out there, and I found a little, I had a little help, and found some fish that one day of practice I had. And I told Paul, you know, he had helped me out in the tournament before this season, and I said, look, come on in with me. We'll start there. We'll both get our limits. Pretty sure we could do it. Start there, and we'll just play leapfrog and try to work out the river, try to expand on it together throughout the tournament and try to help both of us cash checks. Well, I didn't know we'd be 1-4 in the tournament, and Paul actually had dead fish that cost him second place, so it worked out great, and it's good to have a good friend like that. There's no doubt.
Well, more and more you're hearing about guys kind of teaming up on the trail. You know, Marty Stone, Gerald Swindle, probably most notorious for that. And as you think about it, you know, that probably is not a bad methodology, but it's definitely paying dividends for a lot of guys right now.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how much of it actually goes on. I know there's a few little groups that do it. And we don't necessarily, Paul and I don't necessarily do it to a great extent on the Elite Series, but just the fact that we didn't have much practice, and we are pretty good friends, we decided to go that route, and it worked out great. So you never know, maybe in the future we'll be doing it more often.
Well, Darren, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio, and I wish you the best of luck. It sounds like Cornerstone is going to be a great deal, and I appreciate you being with us and being able to tell us a little bit about the Darren Schwenkbeck story.
I appreciate it, too, and look for the new custom hockey jerseys next season.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting one of those. I'll be looking for one of those in the mail, bud.
All right, Brownie.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.